Now we're going to go to Gail and Dominic. Gail!
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Gail. I appreciate you being there. You're in Colchester, yeah?
Yes, we are.
Dominic, where are you?
I'm also in Colchester, yeah, which is quite lucky because it means I can see the TV at the same time.
I purely ask. I know you're a couple and you're going to delete, but these days there are very modern arrangements. We don't know. I know. Well, look at Johnny Rotten. I've heard of separate bedrooms, but him and his wife's got separate continents. To me, that ain't right. That ain't right.
That's again, not a bad idea.
You say that, but snoring can only travel so far. One doesn't have to get on a plane. So typically, if people don't know what we do here, the Sky Plus gets very full, and then it comes down to, well, do you want to keep that? Do you want to keep that? It's a TiVo machine. How much space is left on it right now?
2%.
2%? Oh, that makes my blood run cold, and it's not even my machine. When was the last time you spring cleaned your recording equipment there?
Probably last weekend.
Did you? What kind of things have you got on series repeat then?
Oh, small children programs.
Ah, well, now we're going to... Oh, this is going to be heartbreaking. This is going to be heartbreaking. Can you tell us some of the things? Dominic, what kind of things have you got your eye on to actually remove straight away?
Well, I'm looking forward to basically solving one of the great domestic issues of our lifetime, in that Gail has major issues with me watching some programmes that I like because it's a waste of time. Yeah, under the excuse that the programmes that she likes to watch, she can use whilst doing the ironing.
I've got to tell you, ironing takes precedent, and I'm not gendering this for a second, except I'm gendering it.
What's an ironing programme?
I do the ironing.
You do the ironing?
Not all of it.
Oh, Gail, how about that? He's saying I do all the ironing in this house. All your friends are hearing this, Gail.
He does his shirts because he told me the one time I did them incorrectly.
And how long have you been married to a member of the royal family, Gail?
Oh. He only gets his shirts on German Street, Danny. We can't go to
Marks. That is neither here nor lucky to get anyone to do it at all. Dominic, we're getting... And that's the whole point of this. You see, it gives us a glimpse into the private hell of married couples. Dominic, is that true? You said to Gail, you know what? Stick those shirts over here. I'll do those. You're not up to it. Is that what you said?
Well, there was an issue, and I've got to say this was about 15 years ago, but finding one of my finest twofold finest popping cotton shirts.
Yeah, well, let me say this.
The iron was indeed a bit hot.
Yeah, let me say this. The great thing about being married is that arguments that happened 15 years ago just get forgotten. That never... that argument is like this. Have at you, sir. You'll fence all over the house about an argument 15 years ago. I know a couple, and we'll move on with the game in a minute. I know a couple, by the way, who there was a small cigarette hole in their curtains after a party. The wife blamed the husband. He said it wasn't me. The curtains have been long gone, but every time there's an argument, she will say to him, I suppose it's like the curtains, is it? It happened 17 years ago. Gail, what's the first thing you want to remove from your TiVo list?
I think I'm going to remove the Mary Berry story.
I haven't seen that yet. Right. And I don't know, this shouldn't be anything on it, but I've... Oh, no, the Mary Berry story.
Yeah, huge, is it?
We've got it on to watch indoors. Is it not useful, Gail? Are you just being wounding here, or you just don't like it?
We have seen bits of it.
Yeah.
But he's not happy with just seeing bits of it. He needs to sit down and give Mary 2 hours of his time.
Then I'm going to give you dispensation. I don't know how you do it on TiVo. On Sky Plus, it's a yellow button that says delete. And by the way, we do send people to make sure they don't un-delete them. Gail, get rid of the Mary Berry story. Get up to 3%. Go on. Hey, do it. Done it?
It's gone.
It feels good, don't it? At last you can breathe again.
Beautiful.
Just bear in mind, I'll do my own shirts. Dominic, how are you going to fight back against that? What have you got?
Well, there's a what can only be called a wealth or a folders full of Hollywood treasure, which is a pointless, ridiculous waste of time. Apologies for the producers of the show.
Yeah.
But
it's called Hollywood Treasure.
Hollywood Treasure. And it's described very much as a programme where there's this chap who basically holds auctions related to various films.
It sounds very good. Yes, it sounds very good. What channel is this on?
Oh, well, no, I'm not. Well, it's
Danny.
What? Sorry.
Marvelous channel.
What one's it on?
Watch.
It sounds like something the History Channel should have, because they don't do history anymore. They've got, you know, Storage Wars. Do you like Storage Wars,
Gal? I love Storage Wars. Auction Hunters.
Auction Hunters, you know what? But, of course, the top of the shop, both being porn stars in the pawn shop, and as I mention every week, American Pickers. Oh, American Pickers. Those are both. So I'm not going to let you delete that, Dominic. That's staying.
Well, I'm really worried now that the rest of the genre of programming I want to get rid of isn't going to go anywhere.
Well, try something else. What else have you got?
Well, let's go for Kirsty's Vintage Gems.
Yeah, that can go. I like Kirsty, but I think this series is underpowered. How does it describe it? Have you got the information button there that describes what it says?
Yep.
What does it say?
Well, I think the... I think it's described as this episode features sugarcraft, a masterclass in perfume making, and a lesson in Victorian-style silhouette.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all for programmes that are both airy and fairy, but this is so far beyond sugarcraft and Victorian silhouettes, and there are people starving. Unbelievable. No, that can go. Do it, Dominic.
And do you realise, Danny, that actually Gail tried to pretend that she wouldn't let me actually delete things, but I have actually deleted that one.
I can't tell you how much that... You could push that button not too hard for... too hard enough for me, because the idea that there are programmes out there for the, let's face it, underexposed world of sugarcraft and Victorian silhouettes, well done. Gail, what have you got to retaliate to that with?
I have got to come back to the live Six Nations rugby from the last 2 weekends. One of which she's not seen the England game from last weekend.
He's not going to watch it. Do you know what? I can't even bother to watch Match of the Day on Sunday morning if I've taped it sometimes. I'll just wait for goals on Sunday. Face facts, Gary Lineker. Yes, both of those can go, my friend.
Thank you very much.
What are you up to now? What is it, 4%?
We've only lost about 2% on that.
That's all right. That's good. That's good. We'll do one very quick one each. Dominic, give us something from you.
I'm going to be a tad controversial here and actually go for a programme called the Danny Baker's Great Album Showdown.
That's not going to happen. Go back to Gail. Gail, what have you got? That's not going to happen. I'll tell you what. There's your TV treasure. That's the sort of thing the BBC would have wiped in the 60s, and people find in their garden sheds and get whole nights dedicated to them. Gail, what have you got back? It's a troublemaker.
Ooh, let's have a look. We have got Suits from last Thursday.
Suits? What Suits?
It's a boy program, from what I can work out.
If you hadn't have had that, you know, Spun Sugar and Silhouettes one, I'd have said, you know, you're married to a renegade and a lunatic. But you both seem well matched. You can get rid of that. Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to have to ask you to do, because once again, the old clock on the wall has beaten us, he said, referring to the broadcaster's book of cliché. Gail and Dominic, would you get it down to at least 50% and get in touch with us and tell us what the final listings you took off were? Because we've had a glimpse into your private hell and it's unravelling before us. So both Gail and Dominic, I really appreciate it this morning, just doing what you did there. Don't let him touch my shows, but let us know the full list and we'll put it on their website and tell people next week. Our friends Gail and Dominic, thank you. In Colchester.